Do we praise God enough? Is God worthy to be praised this morning? Who created you? Who created you and who made you as normal and everything about you as there is? Who has kept you through life? Who has blessed you through school? Who gave you your job? Who gave you your companion if you're married? Who gave you your home, your land? What do you got in the bank? Food you got in the cabinets? Who gave you your children if you have children? Who has healed you and your family? Who has heard your prayers? Who supplied your needs? Who gives you the victory? Now then, today, no one can praise God for you. You must do it yourself, as this is a personal relationship with Him. Now, let's go to Psalms 40. Most of my message will be in Psalms this morning. 40 and 2. Now let's just start 40 and 1 of Psalms. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise be unto God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts, which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Now he said here, he put a new song in my heart, in my mouth, my heart too. Even praise unto our God. This morning, people need to hear you and I praise God. No, Brother Carl, no. Yes, they do. They need to hear you praise God. I ain't talking about everybody in here as far as us, but the world needs to hear it. They need to know there's a God, and they need to hear somebody praise God and thank God for what He has done for them. And today, oh, Brother Fred Pritt, one time, I understand many years ago, I never knew the brother, heard a lot about him, but he went into a place and he was buying a razor. Now, folks, a razor for $5 is a pretty good deal. And it was electric. And so the man climbed up. He said, I want that one right up there on the top shelf. So he climbed up the ladder. And as he's going up, Brother Fred goes, praise God. And the man looked down at him and said, what are you praising God for? He said, I got enough money to pay for that razor. Listen, that may seem a small thing, but this morning God needs to be praised for any and everything. Praise God. We don't need to hide Him in a corner. We need to extol Him out and lift Him up and praise Him and let people know that this is God that has saved me, sanctified me, blessed me, helped me and worked me and done things nobody else could do. Praise God. Oh, this morning I'm thankful for what He's done for me. He said here, he put a new song. He brought me up and also out of a horrible pit. And I like this scripture. Out of the miry clay, something that's sticky and hard. He delivered me out of that. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my God. He done something for me, folks, and for you that nobody else can do for us besides God. Nobody can establish a person like Christ can. Nobody can change them up out of the pit, out of the miry clay, out of the things that have got them bound and chained and wrapped in every way. Nearly every psalm this morning was about praise and joy and happiness. Listen, we ought to take this praise and joy and happiness and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to praise you. Now you can ask this wife, Carl, do you ever praise at home? I do. I thank the Lord a lot during the day and in the evening. And all the time when she's asleep and I'm up walking the floor, I'm praising Him then too. Thanking Him for what He's done. Listen, folks, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't have what I've got if it hadn't been for God. He reached down and He done something for this old boy that nobody else could do. I wasn't a deep sinner. But the bottom line was I needed salvation. I needed the peace and the happiness and the joy that was sung about this morning, Brother Jerry. I needed all that, praise God. And He gave it to me. Even praise be unto our God. Many shall see it. Many. Now then, is many seeing our praise and joy? Is many hearing us thanking God for what he's done for us? Well, I believe Brother Ivan said, he looked down at that flower. He said, I'm not going to say there's not a God. Well, that's a good thing. I was hoping Brother Ivan was going to say, praise God for the flower. That have got his attention too. But this morning, how much are we praising God? Are we praising him anywhere near enough for what he's done for us? The president couldn't do it for us. The rich man, Elon Musk and Bill Gates and all them, they can do things for it, but they can't do what Jesus done. He brought us up and out of a horrible pit. He established our going. He put a new song in our mouth. Even praise be unto God. Praise God. He done something nobody else could do. Amen? Amen? A little one more time. Amen? Hey, that sounds pretty good. See, that didn't hurt so bad, did it? Let's open our mouths up and praise God and thank him for what he's done for you and I this morning. All right, let's go to Psalms 107. Psalms 107 and 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go into a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And in the 15th verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord. The 21st verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord. The 31st verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, today, he said, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go into a city of habitation. Oh, they cried unto him in their trouble. You ever cried unto the Lord in your trouble? Every one of us probably been sick in here if you got any age to you at all. And the Lord has heard you in the night. In the day, that article I was reading was about part of it. Part of it was about Rebecca Ann. The rest of it was about me. Bottom line is, in 1987, when I started getting sick, and I still to this day don't know what I was sick with, but I was paining. I was paining horribly. So much pain that I was down rolling in the floor. And the minister that was there was working with me, along with the two wives, working, God, have mercy on Brother Carl, and he would give me a touch. This happened several times. He provided places for me to stay. But when it really broke loose was in Pennsylvania, and I was in so much trouble there. And so we called Brother Sammons one night, I believe it was. Yeah, we called him that night for prayer, them for prayer. And then the next morning he called back, or Sister Verna called back, and she talked to Rebecca, and she said, what if Mark comes and picks Carl up and takes you to his home, our home? So I was at the end of the hallway, and she said, what about Brother Salmon's coming and getting you and taking you, or us, to their home? I said, yes! I wasn't going to turn a deal down like that. I already knew the old general pretty good, but we got a little more acquainted, I'd say, in 3 weeks. And then after that, he helped get us down to a place. I went to Brother Kern's Williams' place, stayed there 5 weeks. And then he brought me home. I was going to fly, but that didn't work out. So he told me, he said, I will get you to the house. And he did. But the Lord was good to me at that time. I had never suffered like that. I'm in a sense never suffered like that since then. But the bottom line was, in the night, in the day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever day it was, He would come along and he would give me touches and he would do what nobody else could do. Doctors can help people. God heals people. You cannot get healed without a touch of God. You can, oh, well, you don't know, Brother Carl. Listen, I do know. I know God of heaven is the healer. It ain't any doctor out there. It's the Lord. You break a bone, it takes Jesus Christ to heal that bone. He's going to heal it. They can set it. They can help with it. But if he doesn't do the healing, that bone will never heal. Today, folks, we need to praise him. We need to praise him for what he's doing. Right here in this meeting, right in our lives every day, I shout and praise. I rejoice. I cry sometimes. All and I play gospel singing around. I've got a deal in my office. I've got another one in our bedroom, and we've got one in the living room. But I play the two smaller ones most of the time. And you can ask Molly Ann. I'll come out of there sometime just a shouting, because that song is blessing my heart. See. And because I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. Oh, today, are we praising enough? Are we praising him for what he's done? Just today. What has he done for you just today? All right, let's go to Psalms 18 and 3. Psalms 18 and 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Who shall I be saved from my enemies? So shall I be saved from my enemies. And then the sorrows of death compassed me about, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried upon God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the Lord, the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation, the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. But he said here, the first verse, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The rock, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy. What does it mean to be worthy to be praised? It means that he has everything that is worth everything for you and I to praise him for. And I will call upon the Lord who is worthy. Lord, help us to look at this morning. Not because I'm preaching, but the bottom line is this is the word of God. He's worthy to be praised, folks, worthy. All right, let's go jump to the 111 of Psalms. He's worthy to be praised this morning. 111, 1 through 5. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. And the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Now it said here, praise ye the Lord. Now, the book of Psalms has more in it about praise than any book I know of in the Bible. And he said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Now, when we come to meeting, we should come here to praise God. Amen? We should come here to praise God. That's everybody from the preachers down. There's about three of us in here as far as the minister. Now, I'm not including Brother Bob over there because he hadn't been here till this morning that I know of. There's about three of us in here that's backing the preachers up in the pulpit. There's some of the others not saying a thing that I can hear and understand. But Lord, help us this morning. Ministers, praise God. Back up the word. This is the word. He gave us the word. We have the truth. Why? Because of him. If he hadn't showed us what he has showed us, we wouldn't know what the truth is. He's got to reveal it and open it up. One brother was telling me before service how a certain body of people don't believe in the Holy Ghost. I looked at him. I'm trying to calculate that in. They just don't believe it. I thought, the Bible's so full of it, so to speak. And it lets us know. He said, be endued with power from on high. I want you to go back there, and I want you to get together, and I want you to wait. And the Holy Spirit's going to come down. Now, you can't get any plainer than that. And it opens it up and reveals it. And yet people stand against that. They stand against other things. And you and I accept it because it's been given to us by the light of the Holy Ghost. And the bottom line is we need to be praising Him. When the Word is preached, we need to thank the Lord for the Word. The saints' ministers need to hear us thanking God for the Word. Amen? I hope I don't get run out of Dodge after this message. But the bottom line is, he said here, praise ye the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly. Now, if we're praising God anywhere, it ought to be real easy right here. People around us love us. People around us hear us. And we ought to be real easy and free to thank God right here among our people. Now, it would be harder to walk into a place and shout praise God, Walmart, or some of those stores like that. But the bottom line here in the church, he said, I'll praise him my whole heart in the assembly of the unright and in the congregation. When's the last time we thank God in a service? When's the last time we praise God in a service? Lord, help us to open up and praise God right during the service. And sometimes you need to say it loud enough that we can hear you. Amen. Amen. Say it loud enough that we can hear you. Now, there may be some saying something I don't hear, but still, He hears. He knows what we're doing in these services. He knows whether we're back in the Word. Listen, the saints need ministers. They need to hear us back this word. And the closer it gets, the more they need to hear. Amen. They need to hear it because they might want to shy back from it, but they hear us in the ministry going, amen, brother, preach it. That lets them know that God is behind this and in tune with this. He's given this, and we need to back it up and accept it. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable, glorious. His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He's given meat to them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. I'm thankful today. I had made a mistake. This has been several years ago now. And I'd ask the Lord to forgive me for my mistake. And I don't know about you all, but sometimes I like to go back and kind of double check things. Double check. In other words, I go back and I say, Lord, forgive me. In other words, I double it, triple it sometimes. This was about 1:00 in the morning. I was in my recliner. My leg had been, I'd pulled a ligament or a tendon or something in there, and I preached in a wheelchair for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe. That's the calmest anybody had ever heard me preach, I believe, up to that time. And I was there, and I said, Lord, have mercy on me. He said, child, son, I like that. He gave me a message recently on the son. But he said, son, child, whatever. He said, what does the Bible teach you? I said, to forgive. He said, I am the spirit of forgiveness. He is. We can make a mistake. We can say something wrong. We can whatever. And the Lord has a spirit of forgiveness to forgive us. Thank you, Jesus, for that spirit of forgiveness. Thank the Lord for his goodness to each one of us this morning. All right, let's go to 147 of Psalms. 147 here. 147:1, just one scripture to me here. Praise ye the Lord, For it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord hath built up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcasts of Israel. So it said, for praise is comely. Clark says on that, it said, praise is comely. It is decent, it's befitting, and proper that every intelligent creature should acknowledge the Supreme Being. Do you ever praise your wife? What about your children? My wife's a good cook. She's a good house cleaner. I mean, sometimes she starts cleaning house before we get breakfast. That is, if Paige is sleeping late or whatever, and I'm not, my stomach's not bothering me. And she's in there doing things real quickly. Ironing. She worked in a factory, and she was a ironer. She ironed. Her brother-in-law, Mark, he used to keep his clothes. I don't know if he does it so much now, but he used to keep his clothes back after Sybil would wash them and dry them and everything. He had put them back, said, Molly's coming. And she'd spend hours ironing his clothes. Said, nobody can iron like Molly. So my little darling over here has got a lot of good things that she can do. And I like to thank her. Like to praise her, so to speak. My granddaughters. Now, this is something I don't know. I should have asked Cynthia this, and I didn't get to do it. Maybe I better rephrase it. I didn't do it. But a lot of times, the granddaughters will be doing things, and she'll send me pictures, and she'll text me, this is what Callie's doing, or this is what Delaney's doing. And I'll write back something of praise. Now, what I don't know is if she tells them that Papa sent this. Now, that I don't know. But today, people like to have, that's wonderful. You've done a great job. Thank you for that meal. Oh, that shirt looks nice. Oh, the house is so clean. They need to hear that. And you enjoy hearing that if you do it. Don't you think God enjoys hearing a thank you? Praise you, God, for what you're doing. Praise you. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely. It's befitting, decent, befitting, and proper that every intelligent creature should acknowledge. Acknowledge. That's why I'm saying the world needs to hear us praise God. That lets them know that takes their mind up to a higher level. The flowers can do it. There's a lot of things can do it, but you and I can do it too. We can say, praise God. And that can get their attention. And they can, why my. They might even ask, you Christian? I'm saved. I was working a job one time. Earl wasn't there. I was by myself. And I was buffing the floor. There's a man over here. He was reading a Bible. So I made a comment about it. He looked up at me. He said, do you belong to a certain church? Something like that. I said, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, sanctified by His Holy Spirit. Something like that. Okay. He didn't know really how to respond to me because he asked one thing and I give him something different than he was expecting. But I'm in the church of God, born into it by the blood of Jesus Christ, His mercy and His forgiveness. Oh, today the world needs to hear us. Thank you, Jesus, for what you do. It's good in restaurants. You should, every time you get a meal in a restaurant, you should bow your head and thank the Lord for that. You don't have to make it loud. But the very fact there's people out there probably watching you and seeing what you do. Thanking you. Again, it's worthy. It's proper and befitting for people to look out and see those of us that are claiming to be church of God and saints of God to lift Him up in praise and to let the people know He's the one that done something for me. He's the one that lifted me up. He's the one that saved me, praise God. Give them a testimony of what God has done, what Christ has done. He done what nobody else could do for you and I. I was, like I said, I was not a bad person. I cussed, had a temper and fussed, but other than that, that's about all I ever did. I stole a little bit, but I tried to correct that after I got saved. And the bottom line was, he redeemed me, he washed me, he worked with me for several months. The first meeting I come to was right here in Guthrie in May of 1971. In the fall, the 31st of October, I've got down on my knees and begged for mercy, and he saved me that night. And he's been good to me ever since. Now let's go to 119 of Psalms. 119. And about 119, 171. Almost the very end of Psalms 119. It said, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are in righteousness. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Now then, if you've ever had a tutor in school, now I don't know what they charge, but I understand they're not cheap. You have to pay for that. And they teach you math, English, science, whatever. And they work with you and they give you their solemn attention and so forth. Well, this is how it is right here, 2 + 2 and so forth. Get up into algebra and some of the other maths. Get into them. And some people have a little bit of trouble with that, so they get a tutor. Listen, folks, nobody can teach us the Bible but God and Christ, who wrote it. He spends time. He's worked with me over 50-something years now, teaching and enlightening. Sometimes it's come in meeting. Sometimes it's come during prayer. Sometimes it's come here or there, whatever. And he takes his time. Listen, folks, he's a very busy individual. Amen? Have you ever sat down and thought about just one thing that he does, and that is all the people that die, 150-something thousand a day, and how he's got time to do anything other than deal with that, the righteous and the sinners? That alone. Plus, he runs the whole world. Brother Bob Forbes said he had a vision one night. And on the wall was a lot of buttons and switches and knobs and so forth. He said there was two hands there controlling all that. And God spoke to him and he said, I run the whole world. I control the whole world, I believe he said. I control it. And yet, he comes down to you and I and he enlightens us on Psalms 23 and 1. Or Romans 15, 15. Whatever it might be. He spends time teaching us. He's worthy to be praised, folks. Right during meeting, have you ever got any revelation of the scripture right during a service? Right there, maybe a song service, maybe a teaching service or a preaching service. The Lord just revealed to you, sure you have. There's no sweeter place to be than in services. And I've been in a bunch of them in the last 50 years. And God has been good to take his people and teach them, enlighten them. Most preachers, now I don't know everyone, but I've heard some say that as God got to calling them and working with them, they started doing extra study. Brother Salmon's talked about it. Heard others. I don't remember. I just remember a lot of the old general. I worked with him quite a bit. But hear what, you know, he said, I'd be up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning studying on this or that and the Lord revealing and opening up. Listen, most of us have done that. I did it. Others did it. That takes God's time. He's worthy to be praised for what you understand in the Bible. You're not going to get it from nobody like him. The very fact of the inspiration. Sometime back, it's probably been, I guess, a year ago now, maybe longer. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Psalms 121. I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I use that some when I send get well cards to people. And I was sitting down in my recliner, and the Lord impressed on me, my help. My help cometh from the Lord. my help. Listen, that just lit up in my mind, and I'm still working with it. Well, I don't know that I'm working with it so much, but I'm still blessed by it. We've got to remember, my help comes from the Lord. Your praise ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus, for what you do. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Oh, today, are we praising God as much as we ought to? All right, let's go to Daniel. Good book of Daniel. Read something here that the Lord done. Let's see, Daniel 2 and 20. 2 and 20. Book 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. This is connected here with the what the Lord had showed the king, I believe it was. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. The only one that could do that was God. Because he's the only one that knew what he had done to the king, or for the king, or deal with the king, however you want to say it. And here Daniel is praising him for what he done, for enlightening him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, made known unto me now. Now, the three people that was thrown in the fiery furnace, they were not going to bow down to the king. They were not going to bow down to any idol. And they let it be known. He said, well, if you don't, I'm going to go for it. And they did. They threw him in there. And then the head honcho itself was looking in there, and he said, there's three, and one, the fourth, that's likened to the Son of God. He saw Christ himself. I have seen Christ in a vision. I could not tell you what he looked like. I couldn't tell you what he was wearing. But I do know this. When he pointed to me, he said, I died for you, child. I died for you, child. That brought about a meaning in my Christian experience that's one of the tops of all of it. I died for you. That's telling me one thing, that if I would have been the only person ever born and lived, he would have died for me. He would have given his life, and that goes for you too. He gave his life for you, and he gave it in such a way. And so the three Hebrew children, they went into the fire, but they had the power and the knowledge of what God could do and the understanding. And Jesus went right in there with them. Listen, folks, today Jesus is still getting in the fiery furnace with his children. He's still blessing them and encouraging them and lifting them and helping them, because he wants them to know. I was preaching a message here a while back on the power. And I preached it off and on down through the years. And I was praying for somebody. I don't even know the person, but somebody put a prayer request in for this person in place that we go to minister some. And I was praying, and I said, Lord, I said, this person needs to see the power of God. Needs to see it. You need to see it, you need to know it, and you need to understand what the power of God is. You need to know that, where that you'll have better revelation and understanding of what he is and what he can do for you and me. Daniel knew. The three Hebrew children knew. And bless God, and Christ stuck by him all the way. Then they threw Daniel, wasn't it, in the den of lions. Oh, I'm going to get rid of you, buddy. Because you wouldn't bow your knees. Or you did bow your knees and you were praying and you wasn't supposed to do that. And I'm going to put you in the den. Why, he made them cats the sweetest little kitties ever was. God went down there and he touched every one of them cats and they locked their jaws and they couldn't eat nothing, especially Daniel. And spared him. And now I think when the king come, wasn't it Daniel's reply was, "Oh, king, live forever. Oh, king, live forever. Jesus has been here. He done something nobody else could do, praise God. Oh, today he's worthy to be praised, folks. He's worthy to be praised." All right, let's go to Psalms 138. 138 and 1. I told you this would be a message out of Psalms. There's a lot in the New Testament on praising too. 138 and 1 of the good book of Psalms. "I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, for thy truth. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. So I'll praise thee with my whole heart." Whole heart. Nothing held back, nothing reserved, whole heart. Lord, help us to do that. He said, "I'm going to worship toward thy holy temple, praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for the truth. And thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." It's lifted up. It's exalted. Listen, folks, we need to exalt this word. We need to lift it up. We need to magnify it. We need to let people know that this word right here is a word that they need every day. They need to see it. They need to read it. They need to understand it. Like I said, I said, "Lord, that man needs to see thy power." And then I got to meditate more on it. I thought, well, they need to see it. They need to know it. And they need to understand it. And when you do that, you know something. You know what that power can do. I've seen a lot in over 50 years. I've been touched many times. I've had him work in ways that I absolutely was shocked, in a way. Brother Philip has said it many times. And that is that when we were here as pastor, one of the children, and I can't tell you which one, he was quite small. He wasn't even crawling or walking. He was still a baby. He got very sick, and they called for prayer. We went over. We spent some time visiting and looking at the child. And then we got the child out and we laid it on the floor. And the four of us got around and we knelt down before God. And God come down in that room, folks. Now, I've felt the presence of God many times. I felt his power many times. He was there in that room. I couldn't tell you who prayed. But I know this, when we got through and we got up, two of us went out the door, the other two stayed right there, and the baby was well. That was God. That was God to be praised. He met us that night, and I appreciate what he'd done. All right, Psalms 21 and 13. We're about through here. Psalms 21 and 13. "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power." Sing and praise thy power. Lord, help us to do that. Sing and praise thy power. All right, let's go to 145 of Psalms. About the first verse here, and it said, I'll extol thee, my God, O King, and I'll bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I'll praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Every day will I bless thee. I'll praise thy name forever and ever. Oh, Lord, help us to do that. Who can tell me what the very last scripture of the book of Psalms says? How many of you have got it memorized? The very last scripture of the whole book of Psalms. Amen. You're right on it. The first verse says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And then it said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Brother Carl, I can shout when everything's going good. I can too. What happens when it's going wrong? What happens when the pain is there? When you get anointed and prayed for, you may not feel anything particularly. You may not see anything, whatever. But folks, we can start praising God right then for what he's done. Because you've obeyed the word. In 1983, I got married. First time. We went on our honeymoon. And Rebecca had a little bit of a cold when we left. But I got down with some, and I couldn't tell you today what it was. But I was sick. I had a fever. I was not feeling good at all. So we got us a motel and spent the night. And the next morning I said, well, I need you to call for prayer. So she called back to Guthrie and requested prayer. I think called home Clayton and Evelyn and Dad, called them, and I don't know who else. And so she started praying. Now, I believe my wives loved me, but in this particular instance, and here we are newlyweds, she prayed all around the globe, so to speak, for everybody and mentioned me last. Now, that's no lie. But while she was praying, God was working. And he told me, he said, I want you to thank God for healing. I never had this happen before. I said, Lord, I'm not well. He said, I want you to thank God for healing. I said, Lord, I'm not well. Thank God for healing. Lord, I'm not well. Well, she got through, and I said, I want you to get the Bible. I had a scripture, two or three I was going to quote. I wanted her to read some on healing mainly. And we done that, and we started into praying the second time. And about that time, it revealed unto me what he was saying. Thank God for healing. Thank God for healing. Let me see. It's in Hebrews, I believe, here. I didn't know I was going to get into this, so you just pray for it. What is it? Now faith, 11:1 of Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I didn't feel any healing at that point. But what he was telling me, I want you to thank God for healing even though you don't feel anything or see anything or maybe know anything. You're taking it by faith and thanking God and praising God for something you can't see, feel, or anything. And I got a hold of that. And I started doing it. I come up out of that bed. I got dressed and ready. We got the car, luggage in the car and so forth. And we took off. I never had no more trouble the rest of the trip. Matter of fact, all that day I got better and better and better. So today, we need to praise God in the difficult times. We may not feel like jumping and shouting, but we still need to praise God. Now, Carl, that's pretty hard. I know it is, but that's what we need to do. That's the bottom rock of our praise right there. When we can do that, when we can thank God, when everything's going wrong, so to speak, and we're praying and seem like it's not straightening out or changing, or we're not feeling better, or the wife's not feeling better, or the children not feeling better, keep on praising. Thanking God. Thank you, Lord, for healing. That's faith, folks. It said, for by it the elders obtained a good report, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, today, Lord, help us do that. Help us to praise God. Praise God in the good times, the hard times, the bad times, and all times. Appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers today. I'm thankful I've been able to be here. I hadn't been in every service I wanted to be in. But I'm here. Thank the Lord.